This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love maxims, aphorisms, proverbs, and teaching stories of every sort. And I particularly love a paradox. Here's a story I love about a paradox that arose in real life. It involves a letter dated May 11th, 1983, signed by Steve Jobs, who was then chairman of the board of directors of Apple Computers. On Apple company stationery, he wrote politely to a Mr. Varin. "Dear Mr. Varin, I'm honored that you'd write, but I'm afraid I don't sign autographs." The letter is signed, very clearly, Steve Jobs. In 2021, someone paid almost $500,000 for that letter at auction. When Steve Jobs signed his autograph on a letter to say that he didn't sign autographs, did he notice the contradiction? Or did he mean it as a joke? Or did he sign the letter without even reading it? Whatever the truth of the situation, it's a funny thing to see. It reminds me of how when I was in school, teachers would sometimes lecture us students for a half an hour about how much course material we needed to get through so we couldn't waste 1 minute of class time talking about anything else. As part of the very act of saying we're not going to do something, we do it. A paradox we should try to avoid. If you'd like to take a look at the letter signed by Steve Jobs yourself, I'll post a photograph of it in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.